Good to everyone. Very excitingly, we are starting in Hilchos Betzias Apaste, Simen Kuf Samech Vav, page 123. It's a little bit misleading because really Simen Kuf Samech Vav could either be put in Betzias Apaste or really the end of Netzias Yadayim. It's like the bridge Simen over here. But since it's put over here in our Mishnah Berurah under Betzias Apaste, we're going to start over here because it's an important din also that many people might know a little bit about it. Like a lot of halachas, we know a little bit about it, not really know what's going on. The Gemara in Brachas, Ben Beis Amin Aleph tells us, take off Netilas Yadayim Bracha. Right after Netilas Yadayim, you're supposed to have Bracha. Okay? So, Teichel Netilas Yadayim Bracha, Teichel Netilas Yadayim Zuda. Machlokas Rishonim on how to understand what is the Gemara talking about. The Rush learns from over here that, therefore, if you take off Netilas Yadayim Bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between your Netilas Yadayim and Birkas Amotzi. The Rosh is referring to Amotzi. You're not allowed to have a hefsik in between. We'll talk about what a hefsik is, but the Rosh understands it's going on Bracha Rishona, and therefore the Netilas Yadayim beforehand, that's what it's talking about. The Rambam, the Rif, understand this is talking about Mayim Achronim, the Gemara. It's not talking about Mayim Rishonim. Washing your hands for the bread and the Birkas Amotzi are two separate inyonim altogether, and as long as you made the Bracha on your Netilas Yadayim, after that point, you dried your hands, you're really allowed to, as long as you don't have a hesek hadas and completely remove your mind from what's going on, you're really allowed to have a hesek in between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotz. Okay, so that's the very important machlokas over here. Is there a problem of hefsek without hesek hadas or not? Machlokas, these 2 days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch over here, Simen Kuf Samech Vav. Yesh omrim she'ein tzarech li zayim l'hasik b'in Netilas Hamotzi. There are those who say one does not have to be careful from being having a hefsek between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. It sounds like if you talk in between, it's not such a big deal. V'yesh omrim she'tzarech li zayir, the Rush holds that one is required to be zayir, not to make a hefsek, because that's what the Gemara is talking about over there, right after Netilas Yadayim, you have to have a bracha and not to be masik in the... So according to the klolim we have over here, Yeshomim Kama, Yeshomim Basra. We know two Yeshomims, you go after the Yeshomim Basra. And therefore he's really passing the Chomer over here that one has to be Zayir. And that's what he says, with a little softer of a Lashon. He says, V'tov li Zayir. It's correct to be Zayir. It's correct to be Zayir over here. So therefore the Mechaber is passing, Mitzad Chomer, one should not be masik. Now people say, well, Mitzad Chomer, of course we know that's like the worst of air in the world to talk in between Netilas Yadayim and Amotzi. People are very, very remarkable, and they should be makban on it. But it's not the end of the world if one does, because we see over here, it's a tovli zayir. It's okay if you did be masik. People don't know this. You don't have to wash again. Okay? Pash is over here. The Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Vav points out over here. Vida. 2 lines to the bottom. Tikar din tkifa muskar b'simazer rak mitzulachat chila al bivel b'diyavid. Afilu shah harba, even if you wait a long time. Oh, hifsik b'tayim, even if you made a hesek in between. Ein sarek laser v'lito yadov. You do not have to go back and wash your hands again. Kol shalohi siach daito b'tayim b'shmiyaz yadov. As long as you have a hesek hadas, you didn't remove your mind completely from what was going on, and therefore your hands were shomered. Therefore, it's going to be okay, and therefore you do not have to wash your hands again, and for sure not washing the bracha would absolutely be incorrect. Say b'shem l'chazen ish, that the Chazon Ish held that perhaps you would have to go ahead and wash again with the bracha, but we passing over here like the Mishnah brother, you do not have to go ahead and wash again with the bracha. As opposed to Amaratzis Lagamrei, as you'll see, where people are very, very makpid not to talk after Netilas Yadayim, before they make a motzi, between washing their hands and making the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, people are talking all the time. That's when it's actually Usher Maker to Din. That you would have to wash your hands again if you talk in between washing your hands and the bracha, like anything else, the Maisa Mitzvah and the bracha, you're not allowed to talk in between. It's like making a bracha on your lulav and esrog, and before shaking, you start talking to your friend. You made a hesik altogether. Same thing by all mitzvahs, you're not allowed to talk between the bracha and the mitzvah, which is over here, the bracha and the Netilas Yadayim. Why the bracha over here is after the Netilas Yadayim, we'll talk about that at a different juncture, but that's the halacha over here. Between washing and drying your hands, absolutely aser to ask mikra to din. After you've dried your hands until you make a motzi and eat the bread, that's a tovli zayir. One shouldn't do it. One should do it, but it's only tovli zayir. And therefore, since it's only tovli zayir, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul told me years ago, Balpeh, and it's brought down, I saw, in the new Mishnah Berurah. It's always the most exciting when you have a hara Balpeh from Nevin Saul, and they bring it down in the new Mishnah Berurah. Over here, he says over here in Dimar Asla, tovli zayir. If you hear a bracha from someone else, after you've already washed your hands and you sit on the tefillah stive and you dried your hands, you got, you're sitting at the table waiting for a motzi, you can say amen to everyone else's tefillah stive, you can make amen to any bracha, it's not considered a hefsik, and then once again, so too, if it's something shas dechak, especially if it's connected to the suda, you're allowed to go ahead and talk if you need to, and for sure to answer amen. We see over here from Marino Rabbeinu Nevin Zal, it's motzi. Not only that, from Nevin Zal holds, you're allowed to menagin a nigun during this time. You can do a nigun without words, and not only that, from Nevin Zal himself sometimes sings a nigun in between during this time when he's waiting for people. So over here, we see this din. It's a totally zayir, but it's not the end of the world. It'll be machmir for the rush, the chatchila, but we go like the Rambam and the Rif, for sure, at least b'diyevid, and even according to the rush, it's not clear that it would also be ma'akiv b'diyevid. Now, the Ramah adds in over here, if you are makbid, if you're zayir, not to be masik, therefore you should not be masik even with waiting. You should do takeoff right after Alan Tiel Sadaim. You should go directly into Amotzi. And therefore he says, Inshah, Kidehila, Kaf Bez Amma, Mikri Hasik, if you're waited the amount of time to wait, to walk 22 Amos, that would be considered already a Hesik without talking. Just the amount of time to walk 22 Amos, that's considered a Hesik. How long does it take to walk 22 Amos? Not very long. About 12 seconds. Okay, about 12 seconds. Okay, what does that mean? So that's a little bit. All right, Mr. Bros, we read earlier on, Vos says, but the evidence is going to be okay. But not only that, Morin of Rabin or of Nevinsal over here, and Dibur Masl V'im Shah, he writes, he doesn't understand this din. He says, Mikara Mitosis, the Makar is from Mitosis and Sotid Laflamites, Shidunu came becoming an Otto Yadal Berkas Kwani. Tosas claims that this is the din, in terms, it's like the getter, the definition of what's considered a hefsik of waiting is kaf beis amma. And what's he talking about? He's talking about from the birkas kohani, from the time they wash their hands until they do birkas kohani. Washing them, birkas kohani, especially if there's a lot of kohani, many times 12 seconds is going to pass by, as Ramarin Rabin or Nevin Saul goes on. How could this be? The Sechashiyatir has to say Ritzei and Modim. Vishir Hil Kopbezam Kishatema Seishniyot. It's like 12 seconds. Upaminosav Yala Vyovo, Vyala Nisim, Uksav Lachaim, Avin Malkenos, Orachamecha, Visay Arev, and Chagim, you have a long time in between. Bear they wash their hands and Birkas Kohanim. So to say that they can't wait Lechatzil more than 12 seconds, he does not understand, and therefore, most are not makbid on this din so much, and they hold, as long as you're not Mesiach Das, everything is going to be fine. Some folks can do point out, and Mr. Bro, I believe, says it himself. And Steve Cotton doubt. Okay, one thing that you could say to yourself, he says, when does the clock start ticking? Hainu mishashin nogov yadov ad berkas amotzi. It's the time you dry your hands, since drying your hands is part of the mitzvah of the tilas yadayim, so the clock only starts ticking after you dry your hands. So if you wait to dry your hands, which is a little bit dangerous, as we said before, because the whole time over here, you can't be masik at all. Bichlal, if you don't dry your hands until right before Amotzi, that would save you. But once again, that's not the normal way that most people do it. And generally, we are mako and don't have to worry about this 12 seconds, and you can go ahead and be okay. Okay, so that is the din over here. In terms of being masik, if you look in the Ritva, in Hilchos Brachos, the Ritva, in the back of the Ritva in Brachos, he has a Hilchos Brachos. Okay, the Hilchos Brachos over there, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudzayin, he's Mekel Legamrei, and Lenin Shi says, Beferish, he could wait as long as you want, and that's bad, generally the minhag is, that we wait as long as you want. One last thing before we move on to the next simon, and that is Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zah, Existence Sif Katan Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'Tolvi Zahir, he says over here, Katva Sfarim Mishima Zohar HaKadosh. Ha'pika Bala Shemitzvah La'adam Shehispalo B'chol Yom Al Mizono Kodem Achila. Okay, everyone is required to daven for the mezonos. That means daven for their parnasa. It doesn't mean to daven that you can make $5 million. It means davening that you should have bread on the table in order that you have what to eat every time before you eat. Okay, people think, oh, it's just going to come automatically. It's not automatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that you're going to have what to eat. Vim shachol ispalo nachar shenatlo yaldo. If you forgot to daven before, wash your hands. Achia yesh mitzayin shiachol lomar tefilizu achar netila. Some say you can even say this tefilah after the Natila, to lo chashiv hesik, davi ktsas sorach suda. It's connected to the suda, so he can even do it then. Okay, v'yishinagul lechadchila mizmar Hashem roi bein Natila, la'amotzi, some say a mizmor of Tehillim during this time, v'yotar nachon shiomru achar achilas berkas amotzi. In this case, it would be better to say it after you eat the bread, v'chein katav eli rabba, b'shem ha-shlo. Okay, that's what he brings down over there. And therefore, once again, one should try and daven for his parnasa. If he doesn't, he should remember davening also. But at least during the suda, remind himself that everything comes from a Kaddish Baruch. Let's start. Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. We're not going to do haras. Let's just try and get Pashup Shai over here. It's a little bit difficult of a read over here. Let's try and understand what it says. It says, now we have washed our hands, ready to make a motzi. We're going to be able to say out from the bread. Botzea b'pas v'makum shenatav heitev. You should be botzea. You should break the bread. You should cut the bread in the place that it was baked well. Okay, it's a little bit difficult. What is going on over? Why you have to makpid the place where you baked it? Basically, the best bracha you want to cut from the part of the challah that is the most tasty, the best part. And back in the day, their ovens were not like ours that cooked perfectly around. You have the bottom and the top all cooking evenly. Basically, it's like you turn on the fan. And they used to be, wrote that the pas, they used to stick the pas against the wall of the tanur, and he used to bake like that. So certain parts would get baked better than others. Okay, so over here, he should cut it, he should break bread in the place that it's gonna be baked well. It says the Ramal, but pasti dan. The Gra doesn't understand why he adds the pasti dan. He says, it was the pasti in the time of the Gemara. Also, pasti dan, yeshlim saw, betzada pas. You should do it at the side of the bread. Some say the top is baked better, some say the bottom is baked better, so you should cut from the top and the bottom, says the Ramal. Okay, the ikar is nowadays that you should cut it in a place that you want to eat from. V'yachtoch prusa sabetzia. And you should cut the part that you want to be botzea from. V'tzarich lachtoch ma'at. You should only cut off a little bit. Okay, what's it talking about over here? He's talking about the famous little slice that people put into the challah before. We're talking before a motzi right now. You put a little slice into the challah. Okay, we'll talk about why that's going to be maybe tomorrow. I'm just trying to push a shadow here. Shim yachos aprusa. And if you would hold to the part where you cut a little bit, yalashar kiko armo, with a break, bread's not going to break off. If you would hold on to the bread where the place where you cut a little bit, made a little slice, it wouldn't fall apart. You'd be able to pick up the other side, and it wouldn't fall apart, in order that it's still considered shali. Shim lokei. Because if not, it would fall apart to the place you cut this little slit. Chashav kiprusa. Then it'd be like a piece of bread. Okay, and we want a whole bread. You leave it connected to the bread, and you start to make the bracha of Birkas Hamoz. After you finish the bracha, yafridenu. After you finish the bracha, now you break the bread in half, and you cut it from that place where you put the slit. In order for the bracha to be made while the bread is still sholem, and then you go ahead and break it on that spot. What's the point over here? The point over here is to signify the place where you want to cut. And therefore, you've already started the cut a little bit, so you don't have a hefsik in between the birkas hamotzi and the breaking of the bread, so you can eat it as quickly as possible. And therefore, that's the point of this little slit to mark the spot, and therefore you can break it easily right when you're done with the bracha. Okay? Below yivtsa prusa katana minesha nerkitzara. You shouldn't cut too small a plate piece, because then you look like you're a stingy person, sarayin. Below prisa yoter mikabetsa, but not too big, not more than a base, minesha nerkiravton, then it looks like you're a glutton. Okay? It looks like you're a pig. Okay? So therefore, not too little, not too small, just right. As Rat Hashem will continue, we'll continue the Ramah. Also, we'll talk about Shabbos and other things. Adkan for today.